Hi again and welcome. This is WYCE's Community Connection, and it is great to be along with you this weekend. I am station manager Phil Tower in studio with Paul Sotiziak and Steve Tibby. They are here to talk about fans of Valley Field. First of all, Paul, I think I slaughtered your last name.
No, it wasn't too
Say
bad.
It again for our audience. And your official title with fans of Valley Field, you're kind of the grand poobah of this here project, which is a partnership with the city of Grand Rapids to revive one of the classic spots on the west side of Grand Rapids, one of the coolest ball fields, I think, in the state of Michigan. First of all, can you talk a little bit about your background and then how Steve got involved?
Sure. You weren't too bad with the butchering, by the way. Yeah, Sotiziak.
Yeah. So the middle.
Yeah, I think okay. If you remember, my nickname is Salty. That helps.
Got it.
So, I actually grew up across the street from the ballpark. So, you know, I pretty much spent my childhood there. And I was serving on a committee with Friends of Grand Rapids Parks. Kind of a long story, but I was asked to invite some friends to a park for lunch to tell the story of the organization. I had the lunch at Sullivan Field. That's the present name, by the way. And found out that there was millage money coming toward the park to help renovate it. And that really piqued my interest. I started asking a lot of questions about it. What can we do there to revive it, et cetera, et cetera. I had a little event there called Play Catch at Sullivan Field. And that's when I met one of my good friends, Andy DeVries, who is our president. So Andy and I decided to form a 501c3. You know, we launched a Facebook page just to share stories and photos, and it was just a groundswell of interest. You know, people, it's very nostalgic. You know, a lot of people just love the place. And, you know, I think we have over 4,500 followers on Facebook now.
Wow.
And, yeah, and then eventually when we found out that we could have other events at the park, that's when I met Steve. Actually, we had met prior. We knew each other a little bit, but started working closely together on getting events. And he actually did the legwork in the beginning to get events there. And, you know, how did that go, Steve?
We had our first event was a very pop-up during the COVID world shutdown. So we did an outdoor acoustic event. And I think we had about 350 people show up. And that's when we were like, wow, we got something special here. So
in the middle of COVID, too.
Yeah. Very socially distanced. So the park was very spread out. People were itching for something to do. And we had two local musicians just show up and do acoustic sets. And people brought picnic baskets and enjoyed the green space and safely listened to live music for, you know, there's a couple of years we didn't have it.
Yeah.
That was the start of it. And then now we're entering our third year of more of a formal, Paul and I are not concert bookers, but we're becoming one. So, yeah, it's just kind of grown into be a cult classic on the west side. And we've had thousands of people show up. People look forward to it. And, yeah, with the Facebook group, we have kind of a built-in fan base that we're hoping to expand.
Well, there's a cool story, too, because Dan Verhill, who's been a longtime friend of WYCE, Dan kind of passed the baton of the famous Cottage Bar Chili Cook-Off
yes.
to you guys. And you've done how many chili cook-offs there? One? Two?
We did two.
Two.
We had a meeting yesterday with Dan to plan the third, which is coming up this year. And it's getting better and better. But yeah, Paul reached out to Dan. I think you were friends with him. I went to high school with Dan's daughter. So we reached out. They gave the blessing. They're like, sure, you guys can try it. And they were blown away with what we pulled together in 6 weeks. We planned the first one.
Yeah, from concept to execution that first year, it was 6 weeks. And it was in November, you know. And,
yeah.
Well, we got really lucky with the weather. But, we approached Dan and Lisa Verhill, and we just said, hey, we want to revive this thing because everybody thought it was pretty cool. But you guys don't have to do the work. You know, we'll do the work. You guys be the spokespeople. And actually, Dan has been on our planning committee and has done a lot of work. That's kind of how it started. And that's been just one of the many fun things that, you know, have occurred at the park. It's just kind of grown organically. You know, it's just fun.
By the way, how old is Sullivan Field?
The grand opening was in 1937. It was built with WPA money back then, and There's some evidence that there were actually games played there prior to that, but the grand opening was 1937. They brought some some of the old wooden bleachers from across town, and that's what we consider the official opening in 1937.
Yeah, which is notable because that was in the middle of the Great Depression. The WPA money was the Franklin Roosevelt New Deal money, so that was government, you know, way to stimulate jobs. And a lot of cool things were created out of that. One of them, of course, being Sullivan Field. But I think a lot of people drove by Sullivan Field perhaps in the last 10 or 15 years if they happen to be on the west side of Grand Rapids. Just a really gem above ball field tucked into a little... Is it? I know it's the west side. You grew up there. Do you call that neighborhood? Does it have a name? Because I know the West Siders have territorial names for parts. Does that neighborhood have an identity, or is it just kind of considered the West Side or the John Ball Zoo area? Or what do they call it?
It's the Valley Field hood.
They call it down the hill of the West Side.
Right. We're downhill. But not really. Not other than in, you know, the Valley or just, but really just the West Side. I think most people consider it to be extending over to Bridge Street and such, and over to Leonard, you know, kind of the heart of the West Side.
Yeah, and it's a great area. We were, the entire WYCE leadership team was there recently, standing on the field, and it's quiet, it's beautiful, it's peaceful, but it's also a great gathering space, a lot of room, and there will be live concerts there starting on June 24th. We're going to be talking about that. We're in studio with Steve Tibby, Chief Officer, and also Paul Sotisiak, Vice President and co-founder of Fans of Valley Field. They do have quite a website. You can learn a lot more at fansofvalleyfield.org, fansofvalleyfield.org, including you've got information on the events you have there. You've got quite a few things scheduled, basically, that started as early. Did you have an Easter egg hunt on April 8th?
Oh, we did. We sure did, and it was a huge hit.
It was a hit.
I'll bet it was. So you go all the way into November. Actually, there's a December fundraiser, a Diamond Gala fundraiser that will be happening in November. Maybe we'll have to have you back on this program to talk about that. But really, the culminating event at the end of the season we're just talking about. Put this date on your calendar for our YCE listeners. Saturday, September 30th, that's the chili cook-off at the ballpark. Live music, there'll be a full bar, food, and all the details at
Ballpark Chili.
Ballparkchili.com. A lot of other things happening throughout the season. A lot of great shows. Many of these you'll be hearing about on WYCE. We just got through with a wiffle ball tournament. I heard a lot of good things about that on Saturday, June 3rd. But coming up, we said there's a blues festival. Then you've got Nathan Walton and The Remedy. That is on Friday, July 7th. The Grand Rapids Symphony with the band Yacht Rock on July 15th. I love that partnership. Yeah, how'd that come together?
Yacht Rocket.
Yeah.
That'll be their debut, as a matter of fact. Well, we just thought it went well together. You know, the symphony show last year when they did it for the first time ever at the ballpark, they did Peter and the Wolf, so it was kind of geared toward families and kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
This year it's going to be a longer show, more of a picnic pop style show. We don't know exactly what they're going to perform yet, but then we thought, it's kind of a similar type of crowd. So when they're finished, we're going to slide into the debut of Yacht Rocket. And
I love it.
You know, people
The symphony reached out last year, and they had a grant where they did eight or so shows, and we were one of them. And we had great feedback from the community and the symphony, and we started planning this year shortly after last year's event. So, just stuff like that. We want to give the identity of this area of the West Side. We want it to be a community gathering space, activate and engage the community while restoring this park, and no better way to do that than live music.
You know, I really, that's a perfect segue. Thank you, Steve Tibby.
You're welcome.
Perfect segue to what I think is really one of the reasons we've had you guys in studio to talk about Fans of Valley Field, because you are our WIC listener, if you have an affinity for the West Side, or maybe you just love baseball, or you appreciate the value of a special place like Valley Field and Sullivan Field, right? At Valley Field. I mean, how do you guys differentiate
that? Yeah, that's a kind of a point of contention somewhat. When we were talking about the history earlier, as I mentioned, it opened as Valley Field, and then in 1996, it was renamed Sullivan Field after Bob Sullivan,
sure,
who's still with us. He's 92 years old, I believe. He mm-hmm. goes into work every day still at his carpet store, but, you know, Bob put a lot of time and an effort and money into the ballpark and into the West Side.
Yes.
You know, in general, he gave money to keep the pools open a few years ago. That's when it was renamed. So we kind of like the fact that some people call it Valley and some people call it Sullivan. It's kind of a generational thing. So it's kind of cool that we still use both names, but that's kind of where that comes from. But the official name is Sullivan Field, but people still like to call it Valley.
Really at the heart of this is renovating it, really making it a great place for gatherings. It already is, but making it more accessible, which is going to benefit everybody. Certainly improving the facilities and the grounds, which could use some help. How can people listening who may have an affinity for helping you guys out, how can they get involved? What would you say to our listeners?
As you mentioned, you know, the website, fansofvalleyfield.org. If you happen to be on Facebook, Fans of Valley Field is the group. We're looking for anything and everything, you know, come to an event, you know, that, you know, buy a ticket or show up and check out the ballpark. That's, you know, the number one thing. People can donate. We have sponsors. We have, if you reach out to us with, you know, via the website, we have packets we can send people. Anything from sponsoring a small part or buying a season tickets all the way up to, you know, we have naming rights for different parts of the ballpark for multi-thousands of dollars. So everything in between, and volunteers. We're 100% volunteer organization. We have no one on our payroll, but we still want to pay bands and people. So really the only way we can raise money is through either donations or by running these shows, you know, with right. getting our liquor licenses and, you know, flipping hot dogs mm-hmm. and selling beverages. So we need lots of volunteers. We've been slowly but surely growing the list. And if you sign up and you get on the volunteer list, then you can pick and choose, you know, when you want to work. And I can almost guarantee you that I think one of the coolest aspects of this whole thing is just the friendships that, you know, have been made. It's like multiple new friends throughout this, you know, this last couple of years, people of all backgrounds and ages. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's a melting pot. I've known Paul for probably 8 to 10 years. We used to do some community stuff on the West Side, and then we spun off to start this ourselves. And I talk to Paul 20 times a day, I think. So I've made a lot of good friends, and I've met so many great people who want to give back. I've met so many great musicians who are from the area who we want to help give them a platform and let them meet new people. So,
which is great.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it super local. You know, we might grow outside of that, but rising tide lifts all ships type of thing. So
real quickly, I've got about a minute left. The goal is to not dramatically change the ballpark. It's to modernize it, clean it up, make it more accessible. The infield's a little bumpy. That needs a little love.
It's a lot bumpy.
But still to have it be a place for baseball, a great place for community gatherings and fundraisers and events, and just a wonderful place to gather on the west side of Grand Rapids. And as you heard Paul say, the need is now for volunteers. Just if you want to get involved, you may be able to introduce Paul and Steve to someone who can also help out, and that's a great thing. And again, you can learn more at fansofvalleyfield.org, fansofvalleyfield.org. Guys, any final words of wisdom or things you'd like to leave our listeners with?
It's just, I invite everybody to check it out. You know, we're always amazed at how many people have never seen it before. Most people think it's pretty cool, and they're impressed by it. So, you know, give it a chance, and it's a pretty cool, diverse place.
And you can check out the musical lineup at fansofvalleyfield.org. Steve Tibby, Paul Sotisiak, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Fans of Valley Field with us on WYCE's Community Connection. That's our program for this week. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week. I'm WYCE Station Manager Phil Tower.